It's been a long time since you and I have talked. You're still in the Plattsmouth area, eastern Nebraska, and life is good, I take it, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah, life's good. We've been here 19 years. We moved from Colorado once my daughter was born, and that's kind of how I keep track of time here. She's 19, and we got here when she was 2 weeks old. So, it's been a while.
Wow, 19 already. The time flies by in a hurry, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Now, still involved in a lot of baseball, too, aren't you?
Yeah, I've been involved with a lot of baseball. We actually started baseball in the spring here in Plattsmouth. It must have been 2011. We started with the JV team, and then we started it from scratch in the spring. So that's been quite an adventure.
I take it the program has really taken off since then. You've had some great players come through the program.
Yeah, we've had some really good players come through. And those first few years, it was, we had a few individual players really well, but didn't really have, maybe the whole nine team players. So right away when we started spring baseball, I started our youth program with some 7 and 8 year olds. And then this summer, those kids are sophomores, going to be juniors. And so, seven of the nine guys that we went to the state tournament with kind of played on those youth teams coming up. And I think the youth teams really, really are helping feed our program now.
Baseball is just huge in eastern Nebraska. It is all around the state, but really eastern Nebraska, I mean, the high schools and with more high schools being developed in eastern Nebraska, it's probably not going anywhere, is it?
No, it's really taken off. In fact, the NSAA has added Class C baseball. It used to be just one category, Class A, and there were enough teams that went to Class A and B, and now there's enough teams that they're classifying A, B, and C. So there's quite a few teams in it. There were 39 Class B teams in it last year, and there's going to be a couple more added this year, and we're gonna actually split that B division now.
He had a run with the juniors recently, making it to the state tournament over in Wahoo, the Class B juniors. Boy, you had a good run, Jim, making it to the championship game. Just ran into kind of a pretty good Lincoln Christian team, didn't you?
Yeah, so we had beaten them earlier in the tournament 9-0, and they beat us in the championship game 7-0. And the issue was we came back through the loser's bracket. So we went 4-2 in the tournament, but on the last day, you've got to play potentially two games. So we beat Wayne, a really good Wayne team. They had only lost two games the whole year, and both of those were to us in the state tournament. So we beat them, but the game went like 10 innings, and it took about 3 hours and 45 minutes, and so we won an extra innings there. Really exciting game, and that kind of drained us, and then and we were out of pitching for that last game. So Lincoln Christian got us in the last game, and they were a very good team, but we had a really good run. Yeah,
as you well know in your years of playing and also coaching, when you fall in that loser's bracket, if you don't have a big staff of pitching, you fall in that loser's bracket, you got to use a lot of that. You have extra inning games, long games, that can take its toll, can it?
Yeah, it really did, and the kids battled the whole week. Actually, they had a really good area tournament, and then they had a really good state tournament. So, yeah, I was really proud of those younger guys.
For the summer, what would you have? Pretty, I take it a really good record for the summer.
Yeah, I think we were 23-7, 26-7, somewhere in there. So we had 20 some wins and won our area tournament and then got to the state tournament. So, and that's quite an accomplishment for those kids because we hadn't done that before. So that was pretty cool.
Now, will a lot of those kids be back juniors, or a lot of them make the move up to being seniors next year?
A lot of them will move up to seniors. We had kind of in Class B baseball, sometimes kids will go. They'll play both. So we had a couple of kids that played on both the juniors and the seniors, and probably about half of them will move up next year. So,
tell you, Plattsmouth area, you've got some great athletes, all sports. You've got some great kids over there.
Yeah. It's really a good place. As I grew up in McCook, I kind of relate it to McCook. It's about the exact same size of high school. About 125 kids graduate, or that's what used to graduate, from McCook and Plattsmouth. And very similar towns, so I feel real comfortable here. It's been a really good place, and it has produced some good athletes over the years, yeah.
So now that the Legion is done for the summer, are you in withdrawals a little bit? Are you missing it, or are you kind of, okay, it's time. We went through a good summer. It's time to do some other things now.
You know, it's a long haul because with the spring, we really start our workouts. We start winter workouts with our pitchers and hitters in January, right after Christmas break. The spring season starts 1st of March. First games are like the third week of March. And then we play until, second week of May. Then we take about a week off, and then we get right into the Legion stuff. So, it's been since January. So it's always the last day of the baseball season, whenever it's over, whether you lose early in districts or you lose at the state tournament. It's tough. It's sad. Kids are sad. But then you kind of regroup a little bit, start thinking about the next year, and a lot of guys are moving on to playing football. That starts in 1 week. They'll start practice in a week. So, life goes on, but it sure has been fun.
So have you been with the high school program as well since it all started, 10, 11 years ago?
Yep. So I was coaching at another school. Then when my daughter started school in Plattsmouth, I moved to Plattsmouth. And then we started talking about getting baseball started. So we started that in 2011. Again, started just with a JV season, and then 2012 was, I think, our first year. We missed a year for COVID, so. But we got high school baseball started here, and we got our youth program started here. I'm feeling pretty good about both of those things. It's been a lot of work, but it's been very rewarding to see some kids enjoy baseball.
And of course, I'm sure a lot of kids would like, maybe if those kids like to go on and play a little college baseball. You do have some connections with a certain college baseball coach. If maybe one of those guys or two of those guys want to make that part of their future.
Yeah, I do. Actually, we had a kid come back as a Legion baby, Trent Elshire, and he was a freshman last year at McCook. And he's going to go back to McCook this year as a sophomore. He had a really good summer, and he enjoys playing for John. We've got another kid that's going to Simpson College in Indianola, Iowa. And then I've got a signing for another kid today who's going to Ellsworth Community College. So we had three kids that are going on to college. We just had a junior just signed with Wichita State last week. And he'll be back next year for his senior year, and then he's gonna go play at Wichita State. So, starting to send some guys. We've sent some guys to McCook before and other places as well. Had a couple kids go to Wayne State. So it's fun for them to go on and play and kind of keep track of what they're doing.
And I'm sure you and John talk every now and then, bounce ideas off each other, don't you?
Oh yeah, we do. He's a really good coach, and it's just fun to get information from each other.
Well, sounds like you love the area. Plattsmouth treated you well, and we continued. You're going to stick with baseball as long as you're healthy, and it sounds like you're doing pretty well.
Yeah, things are going good. It's good to have a little interview with you. Our time goes way back. You coached me 1 year, I know, when I was younger.
Well, you can say I attempted to coach you 1 year. It's thanks for that. That was some good years. Those Legion years back at here in McCook were some fun times, weren't they?
Yeah, they were really good times. We had a lot of success, a lot of fun, just a lot of good memories. And that's probably where I really got my love for baseball was those years in McCook. Just playing down at Felling Field, and then playing for the Legion teams and going on and doing stuff. So yeah, I really appreciate McCook and McCook baseball.